And a couple of weeks ago, the Cowboys hired Mike McCarthy. We had the new Cowboys head coach on the show, and we asked him if anybody in Green Bay had a fake Mike McCarthy that they did on a radio station, and he said no, and he said, I hope you guys give me a bit of a honeymoon. So we promised to go at least a week before we unveiled any fake Mike McCarthy impersonations. Well, today is the day the honeymoon officially ends, even though we're all very much on board with the McCarthy hiring. I think George yesterday said he was a fan of McCarthyism. We do figure it's time to decide who on the show has a fake Mike McCarthy, because over the years, we've all kind of traded off impersonating the Cowboys head coach. George did Jimmy Johnson.
Barely.
I barely did Barry Switzer. Then Gordon did Chan Gailey.
Mm-hmm.
Then George did Dave Campo.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did Bill Parcells.
Mm-hmm.
Then George did Wade Phillips, and then Gordo did Jason Garrett.
Oh, that was Gordon doing that?
Shut up.
Oh. So, who is going to be responsible for the fake Mike McCarthy? There's the possibility that we can't come up with one, that none will be good enough. There's that possibility. But we thought this morning we would audition, so we're each going to give it two tries. So here's what Mike McCarthy sounds like.
I think it's a convenient criticism. I don't agree with it, but I think it's like anything. When you are criticized, you need to shine a light on it and look at it.
Okay. You need to hear that again, anybody?
It's not going to help.
Right? It's not going to help. We'll take
you.
The F.
Okay, George, you want to go first?
Have fun with that. You got me here?
Okay.
Hey, guys. You got me?
We got you, Coach. How you doing?
Doing good. You guys want to talk some football?
Yeah, we do. So are you excited to be a head football coach of the Cowboys?
Well, I am. I think, it's important to a lot that goes on to be the head coach of the Cowboys. And I'm looking forward to coaching Dak and coaching football. And just to be a part of the whole Dan Bennett nation.
Coach? Okay, that's a good try. Coach? I think that's a good try.
Coach Slocum, are you there?
Still
there?
All right, a little table talk now.
Okay.
That was George doing Mike McCarthy. I think you're right. There's a little Dan Bennett in there, our boss.
There's the halting, cutting off of words.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that I just nailed that
right.
and did that, but... I've noticed that in his voice.
I didn't think it was bad.
Okay.
You laid out to not think that it was too bad. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. We wanted to give you plenty of room
right.
to grow it. Okay, now we're getting ready for Craig's Mike McCarthy impersonation. This is round one.
Coach, you got us?
We need to tighten things up. We're going to be balanced. We won't commit penalties. I want to thank Jerry for the opportunity to coach America's team. I'm looking forward to getting to work, and I'm excited about being the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Coach, you still there?
No, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
What happened? How'd that come
No, that
across?
Wasn't bad. It sounded like he was battling a cold, maybe.
Well, that was a choice.
Well, I noticed in the clip that Jer played that he sounded like he was battling a
little stuffed up. Okay.
Play the start of that again.
I think it's a convenient criticism.
See? Doesn't he sound congested there?
I think it's a convenient criticism. Yeah, he sounds a little bit like he has a little bit of a cold in there. Like that. Maybe. Maybe.
Is this your audition? Okay, Gordo.
I really don't have anything that's good. You can pull up the computer here.
Couldn't really sleep last night because I had an all-you-can-eat enchilada meal that was running through me like kind of like a nutria going through a reticulated python.
Hey, that's okay. Not bad.
Not bad. It is bad.
And
because
you always had a joke. We didn't have
because
really
it sounds... I don't think I can do him because mine's going to sound like Jason Garrett or fake Troy Aikman or somebody like that.
You do
that.
A fake Troy Aikman? I want to hear
really.
That.
I thought whatever that
really.
Was
just,
was pretty good.
The only way I do it is he kind of has freeze mouth.
He's got where he doesn't enunciate very much.
His lips much.
Oh, keep coming there. Keep coming there,
don't
George. What you got
what
there?
I'm trying to do it.
Listen to that.
No, it's not
What's
better,
wrong with that?
Better than yours.
Did you guys try to work in the Pittsburgh accent?
a little bit.
I don't even exactly know what that is.
Because I think that's a key.
The way he said football is that football.
Can you play
kind of like Bob Stoops?
Can you play it there, Jerry?
I think it's a convenient criticism.
I don't agree with it.
I think it's like anything.
See how it does real lazy sounding consonants sound like that?
I think it's a convenient criticism.
It's the consonants and the S's. He does really lazy like.
Don't move his mouth much.
I think it's a convenient criticism. I don't think we're going to be a good football team unless we get some legs straightened out.
Okay, that's it. That's it, I think.
So Junior gets the job.
No. Mine was not that good.
Hey! Do we let the P1s vote on this? How do we do this?
You can't trust the P1s.
Okay, well, what about...
Why?
All right, how about
like
this?
Bob or somebody?
I think we should all do another round because with every impersonation, you can try to go really, really close to the guy, or you can do a real exaggerated version, which is certainly pushing it way more towards the comedic side. You're just trying to be funny, not trying to be dead on. So let's do that round.
Okay.
Top of the morning to
you. Oh, okay. Playing on the
Dallas football head coach Mike McCarthy. Me love you long time. Talk to me. I'm Irish.
Okay, we're just listening to you.
Me don't have much.
Okay, that's all right.
You're very Irish, though. Okay.
That's right.
It's a different take. Huh?
Okay, I like that. That's Mike McCarthy. The Irish bent. All right, George.
What a half-court shot that is.
Hey, guys, you got me? I'm Mike McCarthy, and I'm the coach of the Cowboys. Boy, I can't wait to take on the Eagles and the Giants.
It's Jimmy Johnson slash Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, what? Why are you? Okay, that's enough. Why are you making him Pee Wee Herman?
I thought we had freedom to do.
Yeah, no choice is a bad choice. Come on, Craig. Come on. Well, the crowd didn't really applaud for that one.
No.
Okay, well, let's move on. I believe we have Dallas football head coach Mike McCarthy on the line with us now.
Okay, this is just my exaggerated version, okay? I'm not trying to be dead on here.
You don't? Okay.
I was.
Hey, you twos, guys.
All right.
We're going to need to tighten things up a bit, okay?
Okay.
We're going to be a balanced football team. We won't commit the penalties, and I want to thank Jerry's for the opportunities to coach his America's team.
I've heard this voice
somewhere
before.
He's got the right state, I guess.
What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, it sounded like somebody else's voice. I can't place it.
Sal from Sal.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I heard a little Sal in there. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. In all honesty, as I listened to it, it would seem like George has the best voice.
Sean gives that a thumbs up for some reason.
It seems like
it was very well received when I did it, though.
No, I thought it was.
You thought it was okay.
A good run at it. Yeah.
Okay.
So my vote is for George.
Jer, Mike, what do you guys think? Sean, you vote George.
Mm-hmm. Either George or very unstable Irish.
I like the Irish.
Yeah,
Mike
I knew
McCarthy.
Fernando loved the Irish.
I thought Gordo's was the better real one.
Dang it.
Yeah, I vote Gordo too.
You're not allowed to vote for me.
But that means it's a tie.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to.
That means it's two for Gordo, two for George.
Well, I'll be the tiebreaker. I think it goes to George.
Should we take votes in the corner?
I guess we could.
No. No.
Just a few, just to see kind of what the P1s think.
This is a very important decision
for
this show.
It's a huge decision for the show.
I know. The P1s would treat it that way.
Okay. But let's say that mine and George's voices are equally bad, equally good bad. It should go to George, where we can have Jerry and Mike interact a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, I can't tell you why case if George does.
Hey, you know
voice,
who should be the tiebreaker?
Who?
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, God, don't involve... He already hates us.
Let's
the
get
fact
rich.
That we're doing this right now. He's listening to us.
Let's get rich
and crying.
To play the three candidates, and let's let Mike McCarthy decide.
And just play the joke candidates and see which one he likes best.
I'm telling you right now, in all honesty, this is a note from me personally to the P1. This is an impossible voice to do.
It's pretty tough.
I disagree. I disagree.
It's pretty tough.
It can, I think you two were very, very close.
It's doable, but it's pretty tough. All right. We'll table it for now anyway.
Where's Gordon at?
I'm going to check Twitter.
Where's Gordon at?
There you go.
Right. Hey, no, 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 no.